When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Record for Choices Flooring. Breathe easy with the Choices Flooring Breathe Carpet Range.
Jeff, thanks for your time.
Great pleasure, Corn. How are you?
Mark, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Buck?
G'day, Graham. I'm
going to say Craig.
To those unbelievable girls, female women.
And the bloke from the Bulldogs, Bontempoli.
And they've got Paley Dale and Caleb Daniel.
Karolina Pliskova is in her sixth season
as a top 10. Is it too early to get coffees, do
you reckon? We can refresh that, Hutch.
I think we can too. Choices Flooring's online magazine with over 100 inspiring pages at choicesflooring.com. Pix and the great team at Choices Flooring that recognise a good floor man when they see one. And that's you, Pix.
It is.
And the floor, Pix, is yours.
Yeah, I reckon we could add in another curve for Sam Gong. I think that can go.
Oh, yes.
That's got to go.
Well, under Sam Gong, by the way, who who took yet more curves last weekend in the in the European finals. So that's the Sam Edmund audio.
Sam Edmund from last week.
Have we got that? Ollie, we'll have another listen to that if you've got it, by the way. Not to put you under any pressure, but only if you've got it there from last week.
It'll be sitting on the... You'll get it at the end. We'll do it at the very last one, just to give it one more run. The one after, that we've got on the list. Okay, let's start off with... this is Razor A. Chamberlain here. I think you got this one wrong.
And I swear to God, we're not in Kansas anymore, Tonto.
Not in Kansas anymore, Tonto.
Mm.
Now, the Wizard of Oz, Toto's the dog. Tonto, I think, was the Lone Ranger's horse. Anyway. Or was that his friend? I can't remember.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, is Robinson here?
Well, I know the AFL. They don't do any scandal without having a victim. Culprit.
There's a bit of a difference between a victim and a culprit, but anyway, you got this name wrong.
They must have, they interviewed a lot of players. I mean, I heard Nick Hodge talking to you this morning.
The great Hawthorn skipper from years gone by, Nick Hodge. I like this one here from Kingy.
He's staunch to the end, and I reckon he'll back Johnston.
So Jack Johnston, you just refer to him as Johnston. Just squaring it off. A couple of real big franchises are squaring it off in the NBA championship. And Gareth gets this one wrong.
The NBA finals between Devna and also Miami.
Little place called Devna. Come on, Gareth. Give it one more go.
The NBA finals between Devna and also Miami.
Very good.
Of course, we can forget that famous musician, Pix.
Yeah, John Devna.
Johnny Devna.
Yeah, beautiful. Yep. Beautiful singer. Right, this was... You disappeared last week, as usual. You were late to the show at the start because you couldn't get on. Then you left early. Pearl Cam Luke had to come in and, fair go. Stuffed this one up.
So we'll get to that. All thanks to Powercall, your electricity distributor. Who works hard year round to keep your power reliable?
He backed over and got it right in the finish. But they're tough reads if you're not used to it. Councillor Cam, journalist Cam Bull had this to say.
Into the Nathan Doyle stable called Equivocal.
What? It wouldn't be equivocal, would it? Let's just have a listen to how Brownie pronounces this.
Into the Nathan Doyle stable called Equivocal.
Which I thought
reminds me of Give It A Try, to be fair.
Well, absolutely.
We
got this other one here. There's another one from Brandy. This is an archive one, or as you'd like to say, archives.
Pressure, though. Pressure astronomous. Astronomous.
Pressure astronomous. And then this one, this is a newie.
It will remain in the annals of SEN track history.
Come on, Brownie. He's had a bad week. What about this? We pick up on spelling. We pick up on bad math. J-Bon picking up on bad spelling only to do this.
I can say it a couple of times. It is bow. And when I say bow, I don't mean B-O-W. I mean B B-E-O-U, like O-U? Bow Bridges.
B-E-O-U. He's made a real point of getting it wrong.
He's correcting.
He's correcting the correction and absolutely butchering it.
Let me spell it out for you.
This is how, or as they like to say in the States, B-E-W. Let's give it one more go.
I can say it a couple of times. It is bow. And when I say bow, I don't mean B-O-W. I mean B-E-O-U, like O-U? Bow Bridges.
That's very good.
Come on. Oh, gee, this was you this morning. Like, talking about interesting kicking styles or different kicking styles. Yeah. And you roll out with a man who's a two-time premiership player. Anyway, this is what you called him.
Yep.
Pro rata to how differently they kicked them on technique wise, Phil Sumich.
Phil Sumich.
I had Phil on my mind about something.
And this was you during the week, actually. It's horrible stuff.
The Wayne Carey story that I broke back in the day, which was probably the biggest footy story of that era. I was fortunate enough to win a Walkley for that story.
It was in context, this that story. I was setting up another story. It needed the setup.
I listened to it, Hutchie.
It needed
it
the setup.
It wasn't. That was just the
most. There
was
no way through the story without the setup.
That would have been a 30-voter.
Well, true. I broke the story,
and I won the Walkley Award for it.
Hey, this is Sam.
You still cut up all your clips, don't you? And try and give yourself an award. That's what you used to do.
No, not at all.
You tell the truth. You did. You used to send in all your own clips to win those awards. I'm being serious.
Back in the day. Yeah.
Of course you did. Yeah. So that's not unusual.
It got a bit monotonous after you couldn't run out of room on the shelf, but not joking. Right,
you're not joking. Well, Sam, did you have something else?
No, two from last week.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
So this was
Sammy.
Well done, by the way, to Sam Gong last weekend, who again won the awards in England before the.
You just called her Sam Gong.
Yeah. She won all
Sam
the Kerr, all the
curves.
No, I'm using Sam's.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
Sam Edmund, the start of this. This is how he set it up.
Another Kerr for Sam Gong.
You know, he went to an ad break, didn't even realise he'd said it. And then their friends off the SMS just went bang, 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 bang.
And then the Give It A Try crew have come this morning saying, well, this is how Pix did it. What are you giving Brownie a hard time for? Equivocal.
I'll give everyone.
This was Pix.
Okay, I'm going in race 9, number 7. Give it a tattery.
Give it a try, that'd be Pickers.
Give it a tattery. So there you go. And also, Tonto was his friend, Lone Ranger's friend, and his horse was Silver.
Right, yep, of course.
Hi-ho, Silver.
Hi-ho. There it was. And they've come from everywhere on the 40 weeks temper text a mattress like no other. Keep them coming. There's been some fruity feedback this morning, but we always enjoy it. 0433 98 11 16. Just hit us with your best shot. 0433 98 11 16. You got
who's saying hit it with your best shot?
Is it Pat Benatar?
Yep. Hit me with it. I'm not singing it, but
what was the best Pat Benatar song?
Oh, that was a good song. He had a lot of great songs.
All fired up.
Oh yeah, brilliant. I love Pat Benatar.
Was Love Is a Battlefield one of hers as well?
Yep. Sure was. Yeah, she was very good. I think I even had her cassette.
Did you?
Back in the day, yeah. I used to play it in my.
Did you have a Walkman?
Yep, I had a Walkman. Yeah, I did.
Did you have to get, you used to eat those cassettes in, sometimes you hit record play wrong. And and then you have to wheel them with your finger to try and fix it.
Yeah, that was shocking. Yeah.
Or you get the little bit of sticky tape on the VHS, but not over the whole clip after you take the clip off.
Yeah, all that, we all did it. We were all bloody, okay, we had no money. You didn't just throw things out.
Yep.
You just had to get on with it.
Yep. I used to get, I'm a wrestling fan, as you know.
Yeah, I know you are. So's Jerry Whateley.
Back in those days, you had to get the VHS of the wrestling.
Yeah, you would have.
Sent to you in mail from America. You'd be 3 weeks late.
Yeah.
On knowing what was going on those days.
Yeah, well, back in the
Put it in the VHS.
Well, back in the footy days.
Yep.
If you wanted to watch an old game, you had to go to Name a Game.
Yep.
And get a VHS.
I think there's some really good stuff on YouTube, but one of the things that I lament is the not all of Gary Albertini's games are on.
Because they didn't video. Well, they didn't film them all.
There's some amazing stuff that wasn't commentated of some of his hangers and goals.
I know.
But not all of it's there, is it?
No, I reckon.
Have you got any sitting on any at home?
On any.
Any Albert Vision at home?
I have.
Only the standard stuff, or you got a bit of extra?
Oh, not really any extra stuff. No. Just what you would have already been able to get.
Brett Bartlett, to be fair, has done a good job about anything old Vision.
He does, it's good.
I'm a bit too much on
a coffee.
Radar. Yep.
I bought him a coffee.
Did you?
Yep. I bought him a coffee. I enjoy stuff. I love seeing all that old stuff from the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
It's good. The 80s in particular, I love.
Yep, well played. We belong is one of Pat Benatar's as well. So there you go.
No, we just off the SMS, we decided to give Andy
Mars yesterday wide berth.
We gave it a wide berth. Yeah. I nearly drove off the road. Yeah. I was at Hoppers Cross. No, you know when you remember when someone says something, you go, oh, hang on.
It is all time, but a little too fruity.
It's a little bit fruity for this language, for this time of the morning. Yeah. It wasn't language.
Entirely accidental, but it was
accidental. And it wasn't language, in fairness.
Inappropriate.
Well, we would giggle like it was inappropriate. It was inappropriate. So... crowd flocking in here at
sure
at the
View. It's really building the last little bit here at the View Melbourne Hotel. By the way, if you book directly the View Melbourne Hotel, you get the car parking for free picks as part of your offer. I know you're a car parking man, so away you go.
I am a car parking man.
As we get into the ad break.
Check Origins have all fired up. Don't tell me that wasn't one of...
Oh, it was Bill Laurie time. Sorry, I've still got Bill
Laurie. Oh, it's Laurie. Bill Laurie time, oh. Hutchie. Come on.
Got it!
Steve Smith is on four.
Should take it. Ty dropped it!
Every man used! Every other used! Every other
used! Okay, only the one. It's a bit of a weaky, but I just wanted to play the opener. Here we go. This is, hang on, who is this? This is Rex Lipp, who's a horse trainer, of course.
Yep.
Gareth's got it on Gareth's show, no doubt. With Jacko, come on.
Well, at this stage, there's no guarantee.
Just a little-y.
Well, at this stage, there's no guarantee.
All right. Not a very good one.
No, a bit of a
Dealer's week. Choice into the break, Ollie. This is off the bench around Australia for Choices Flooring.
He doesn't.